Chris Moyle Show.
With Škoda. Jump into their electric range.
Hello.
Lovely nuts.
Good morning, Great Britain.
Beef.
It's just gone 6:30 a.m.
I love sausage.
Welcome to Thursday.
We're having a party.
Broadcasting live from London's Leicester Square across the United Kingdom.
This is what they want.
And the world.
Yeah.
This is the Chris Moyle Show.
Yes!
On Radio X.
I don't like Chris Moyle, sorry.
The Chris Moyle Show. Radio X.
Contact the Chris Moyle Show. In the UK, text 83936. For the rest of the world, WhatsApp us on 0330-3333-100. Now, here's Chris.
Good morning, everybody. Good morning, Great Britain. And welcome to the Chris Moyle Show. Shabba. Oh, it's Thursday?
Yeah, it is.
Oh, yes. This makes me very happy. I hope you all realise, listeners out there in Listenerland, that I enjoy. By the way, that's a big no-no in radio.
Listenerland.
To the listeners.
Oh right, yes, it's listener.
It's
isn't
very
it?
Personal.
You talk to the listener.
Yeah.
You.
Terry.
When you listen to the radio.
Yeah.
Right.
Yes.
You listen to the radio. Okay.
I listen to the radio.
Do you think the DJ is talking to you?
It depends.
Specifically?
It depends on the DJ. I think a good DJ makes you feel as though you're being spoken to directly.
Thanks.
Like yourself.
But I just said hello, listeners in Listenerland.
Oh yeah, but fine.
But you picked up on it.
Yeah. But if they're not as good, they could be just talking to anybody. Don't know.
See, when I put the radio on, I never think they're talking to me.
Don't you?
No.
No, I agree.
I think they're talking to loads of people.
And I don't mind.
In the same way, when I'm watching television, when I'm watching Bradley Walsh doing blankety blank, yeah. I don't think he's telling me the rules of the game.
No.
I think he's just explaining to everybody watching the rules of the game.
Do you know who's very good at that? Richard Osman on House of Games. When he's doing his bits to camera, he feels as though he's talking to you. He's quite intimate.
He's not, though. He's looking down a camera.
He's looking down a camera.
In a studio in Scotland, pre-recorded months ago.
Yeah.
You're not right, though,
no,
Tom.
But he is. He's got that intimate kind of...
Well, then you're a fool to yourself.
I think he's just talking to me. That's why I've got posters of Richard Osborne all over my bedroom wall.
Your best friends, aren't they?
Yeah.
You see him every
in my
day.
Head.
Well, anyway, I can't do that talk to one person thing.
Wogan did it. That was his thing, wasn't he? He hasn't got 20 million listeners, he's got one listener.
Yeah, but I never felt Terry was talking to me. I felt like I was, you know, listening to him on the radio. I don't know.
You flip-flop, because you talk to us and you talk to...
The audience.
You.
But like,
you.
Like some DJs, like one of the tips that they would say is maybe have a picture of a listener on the desk in front
really?
Of you.
Who said that?
Oh yeah, have you never heard that?
That's a local radio thing.
So on local radio station invented a person called like Julie or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, and she's this age and she's got two kids and blah, blah, blah. Yeah, yeah, whatever.
We worked a radio station that did that.
Did we?
Yeah. It was a BT engineer called Steve who was 32. I think it was something like that. That was your target audience.
Really?
Yeah.
What, and you have a picture of him?
No, I have a picture. You don't know. I mean, you can draw a picture of him, but if you wanted to.
Do you know, probably one of our main lists of people would be Keith Bottom. Maybe we should have a picture of Keith Bottom always in the studio.
Yeah, but like we've got such a varied listenership.
Well, we have.
Mm.
Like, if I was to say now, text in now, 83936, or WhatsApp us, 0330-3333-100. Just put your name in, where you're listening, and how old you are. And it's all over the place. Which I love, by the way. I like
that. Me too.
Yeah.
Our age range is vast, isn't it? Which is good.
Bag.
Mixed bag, isn't it?
So, yes, 83936 is the text. That's UK. WhatsApp is anywhere in the world. 0330-3333-100. But obviously, if you're outside the UK, you drop the zero and you add the +44. That's the international access code for the United Kingdom.
That's it.
So you would go +44, 330-3333-100. Oh, worked it out.
Very good. Very good.
Thanks.
Matt said, this show feels like you're unaware you're on the air and you're just talking to yourselves.
And Matt, sometimes we are, and that's very, very dangerous.
Very dangerous.
Very dangerous.
Yeah, the stuff that we say.
So, yeah, they used to... I think that the old place we used to work, they did research into, like, a typical listener.
Yeah,
but actually...
Did.
they took like, okay, so this age range of people and blah, 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 and this is what the typical person is like.
Hmm.
And everybody was blown away, but it was like, they have one child.
Yeah.
Maybe two.
They don't
like,
go out much.
What?
Yeah, they don't go clubbing, ever.
I think that's changed. That's probably changed a lot.
Mm.
Now, younger people don't go out anywhere near as much as, like, say, we did.
Don't think so.
Certainly me and Pippa, because we're functioning alcoholics.
Well, exactly.
Well, you have to, don't you?
Well, you've got to get through the week somehow, haven't you?
Get through the week. I'm married to Toby.
The young that's people true. Aren't going down
Ronaldo. Even if you had a week off the drink, just the fumes that you would inhale from Toby's breath.
Mm. Yeah.
That'd be 6 units a week.
Exactly.
He does hold the smell. Do you have, like, you know, some people hold the smell more than others?
Sometimes I'll hold the smell. Mm. So Lucy will, like, wake up the next morning, go to the bathroom, come back in, and we're, oh my God, it absolutely reeks of whatever it is, white wine or something like that, or beer.
There was a guy I used to work with when I used to work at Chelsea Village. When Ken Bates was there. Mr. Chairman, we called him.
Mr. Chairman.
Uncle Ken.
One of the guys there, I can't remember his name. Probably best that I don't. But he always smelled of, if he'd been out.
Ken Bates, his name was.
Ken Bates. He always stank of alcohol, just like oozed from his pores.
Right. Yeah, but I'm a bottle of beer pint guy. So if I have a pint at lunchtime, that I'll smell like I've had a drink.
Oh, really? Oh, really?
Yeah.
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 I'd be like, oh, have you had a drink? I'm like, I've had a bottle of beer.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's the same aroma of alcohol if I drink a bottle of rosé Prosecco.
No, you'd hope not. It shouldn't be.
feels like Prosecco doesn't have as much of an aroma.
No.
Yeah.
It's lighter, isn't it?
We've had hundreds of texts just come in at about
the texts have gone nuts, seconds. So I'm just going to hit pause. I'm going to read some out. Michael, 54, Boston. I'm a 53-year-old lady from Plymouth, and I've been listening to you since the other place. Lots of love, Mel. I love how she's called herself a lady. We'll be the judge of that, Mel.
Exactly.
We'll be the judge of if you're a lady or not. I'm 39. I'm turning 40 on the 6th of June. I live in Barry. I'm currently delivering near Tidworth. And that's from Gareth.
Oh.
Hey, happy birthday for June. How are you feeling about turning 40?
Mm.
It's good that you get there. Because many people haven't got there.
Absolutely.
Let us look at it that way.
Let us know what it's like.
Yeah. Yeah. Be interested to find out what it's like.
Yeah.
Becky says, I never feel like you're speaking directly to me, but feel like a silent friend listening to a group of people chat, and I love it. Oh. Becky, let me just change that for a second. But hi, Becky. How are you? It's Chris Moyles here. Thanks for listening to the show. Really appreciate it. Can I call you Bex? Or would you prefer Becky? No, Becky's fine. And thanks for listening. And this is just for you. And now I'm going to talk to everyone else. So there you go. Lorraine is in Bristol. She's 37. Gary's 43, welding in Persia. Peter's walking the dog near Battles Bridge. He's 57. Where's Battles Bridge?
I don't know.
He says, do I need to text win?
No. You
start your text with the word win.
Battles Bridge. It's a nice name, isn't it? It's in Essex.
It's
a little village in Essex.
Greg's 44 in Lincoln, listing in his burger van. Charlie Jack's Shack. Where's that? Greg. My brother knows somebody who runs a food truck in Lincoln.
Oh, really?
I think it's near a car garage.
I always think
that's very well.
I was about to say, I always think those places make an absolute fortune. It's market like traders are the same.
It's like a day thing. We went past it. Last time we were there in Lincoln, we went to watch the Leeds game in a pub. And only a couple of months ago, if that. And we're in the car and our kid goes, oh, my mate's food van's up here, food truck. And I'm like, oh, is it really? He goes, yeah. So we wound the window down and waved.
Mm.
And the guy gave us a wave back. Went to watch the football, lunchtime game. And as we're coming back, his food truck's closed. And I'm like, why is it closed? He went, because he's got his timings down.
Really?
Yeah. So it's like,
he's made enough money.
Don't quote me, but it's like their main, Monday to Friday, their main thing is like lunch.
Mm. Mm.
And then like, tea time
and
then it's done. So I'm like, you don't do nights? He goes, no point.
Wow, great.
Because he's got it, he knows the footfall of traffic, if that's the right phrase.
Footfall, yeah.
Thanks.
Love a bit of footfall.
Gary's in Hornchurch, East London, 67 years old. Catherine is 32 and Harry is only 22 months in St. Andrews. London listener and a work psychologist. This show makes my morning. I'm 42. What's a work psychologist? I don't know.
Someone in the workplace who comes to check you're all okay. That's a nice job.
We've got one of them.
Yes.
Oh, God, they've been kept busy in this building.
We have like a version of it, yeah.
Do we?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, we've...
How often a week do you see them?
Three sessions
a week.
Day. We have people on hand. We have like a little helpline as well if you need to talk to someone.
Do we?
Yeah.
Oh. Do we... Are we... Are 35 people allowed to call the number or is it just...
What's the number?
Traditional staff?
Yeah, I think it's all for people who...
Global.
Work for Global.
Oh.
It's nice.
Hi.
Should we give them a buzz?
Hi. I've just made a couple of promos and my boss, Chris Longman, he's not even listening to them yet and I emailed them to him this morning.
Yeah.
Right, it's not that kind of helpline.
Oh. I've got a really complicated tennis player's name to pronounce in the 7 o'clock news. Can you help, please?
Yeah, it's not that kind of helpline.
Right. Oh, okay.
Mentally, are you okay?
I'm mentally fine. Right. I just struggle with tennis players.
Okay.
It's becoming an issue, actually.
It's Tim Henman.
Once more?
Henman.
Thank you very much. Thank you for helping. It's a big age gap out. Sort of, whatever you call it, age range, isn't there?
Adams 37 in Leeds. Brackets, champions again, ole ole.
Yes.
Champions again, ole ole.
Who's the darts player that's not Luke Littler?
Yeah.
Luke Humphreys.
Yeah.
He's going to wear a Leeds United top during his game because it's in Leeds. It's either tonight or tomorrow night.
Oh, really?
I think it's tonight.
Oh, great.
So he's wearing a Leeds United top.
I don't know much about the world of darts.
Mm.
But hasn't there just been a big darts competition on? Was it before Christmas?
Yes.
It was over Christmas, wasn't it?
Yeah, the World Championships.
Okay, so what's this one?
This is like a league. This is like the Darts Premier League.
Is there a Darts Premier League?
There's Darts Premier League.
I never knew that.
Yeah.
It just makes sense when you think about it.
Luke Littler's doing really well.
And are there teams or are they just individuals?
They just play, I think they just play individually.
Right.
Yeah.
Don't know.
That's good, isn't it?
He's very good. Luke Littler.
And is it a Premier League for like England or is it like North England, South?
I think it's a UK-wide Premier League.
I'm going to Google darts.
Darts Premier League.
Callum is 27 in Beverley, and I really hope that's the place.
Let's hope so. Well, I mean, or not.
Luke is 30 in Essex. I've recently converted my parents to Radio X. They're both 70. They used to listen to Radio 2. Oh, yeah, they'll love it over here.
Mm.
They'll love it over here.
They really will.
I'm Michelle in Wakefield. I'm 64, but in my head, I'm still 25.
Yeah. That's it.
Massive Leeds United fan too. Oh, great. Jake is 34, size 9 shoes.
Thank you. I know we asked for that, didn't we? But thanks.
Do you know what? Thanks for that. We'll do that another day. What size feet do you have?
Yeah.
Oh, dear.
Doesn't Danny Wallace do What's the Name of Your Dad?
Today.
Or something like that, I think. What's your dad's name? Text us.
Did you see the video Radio 2 Breakfast pumped oot? No, I didn't.
No.
Sorry.
What do they pump out?
I don't know. Who does that now? Oh, Scott does that now.
Scott, yeah, it is.
He's still going.
Yep, still going.
God love him.
Yeah.
Where's he getting his material from these days?
I mean, I don't know.
Who's he borrowing stuff from now?
I don't know.
Morning Scott. Morning Scott. Oh, he just smiled. Did you see that? There's just a flash of light across London. So he must have heard it.
Yeah.
Anyway, thanks very much for that little thing. That was...
Yeah, there's a lot. A lot of people just did that.
Claire Ramsbottom in Norwich. After suffering with my surname for years, I have surname envy. Does Keith Bottom have any single brothers?
Ramsbottom, I don't think is as bad, weirdly, as just Bottom.
Stephen, 28, Manchester. Yeah. And my dad's called Steve.
Right, okay.
You think Ramsbottom's better than Bottom?
I think
so. Of course it is,
yeah. Bottom is very much, it's just a bottom.
Ben on the A2, I'm 27. Matty and Wigan's 25 today. Gav is on the toilet, age 44. I don't know whether that's the 44-year-old toilet he's on or he's 44. Michelle is in Nottingham, first time messaging. Michelle, it's me, Chris Moyles. Yeah. Thanks for messaging, thanks for listening. First time you message, you got a mention. Well done to you.
Exactly, that's a good hit.
See, I just spoke to her.
Mm. That was good, directly.
And now I'm speaking to you and she's overhearing me talking about her.
Isn't it funny how
you got to keep up, I guess.
Yeah.
Mac in Grimsby, Matt in Portsmouth, Jane in Wigan, Stephen in Manchester. I like that one. Stephen in Manchester and my dad's called Steve. I'm 48, I feel like I'm 78, but I act like I'm 28.
Ah.
I converted my 9-year-old twins and 6-year-old to rock and guitar music, size 7.5 feet. Listen since the defunct old place. Yeah, it closed down.
Sadly, it did.
Yeah, Radio 1 closed down.
Yeah. Day after we left, wasn't it?
Dick, 69, Cap Dag.
Oh, yeah. Morning, Richard.
You had to have one, didn't you?
That's it.
Clarkie's in Bury St Edmunds, listing in the gym. Oh, are you listing in the gym? All right. And then in that case, let me do something for you. Enjoy.
Start in the down position of your thighs. Up, down, up, down, up, down, up, down, up, down. And keep your elbows at the waist. Up, down, up, down. Nine, down, ten, down.
And give me two more.
Down, up, down. Very good.
Thank you.
Down.
Thanks,
up,
Arnie.
Down, up.
It must be super sound.
Did you feel like Arnie was talking to you? Up,
down. Yes, he has that gift as well, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Intimacy.
When he said keep your elbows at the waist, I did. I moved my elbows down and then I whacked my hand on the desk.
Ah.
So
he wasn't wanting to do that.
Swings and roundabouts, isn't it?
Swings and roundabouts.
Well, thanks very much for texting in, everybody. Oh, I say everybody. I would say that is maybe less than 0.5% of our audience have actually just even less.
Yeah. It's still
a lot this time of morning, though. Yeah.
Hey, here's what you can do. If you're listening outside the UK, can you send us a picture of your view, please? It's very visual. 0330 33 33 100 is our WhatsApp number. Save it in your phone. It's the easiest thing to do.
Yeah.
0330 What?
Keep it clean.
Keep it clean.
A few
Don't.
No, dear.
Oh, don't. You know, if you're lying in bed with an Australian supermodel, let's see him.
Exactly right. Good day, Bruce.
Send us a picture of Bruce.
James will open them all, won't you, James?
It's Bruce in the bath.
Bruce in the bath.
Bruce in the bath.
Give me a warning.
Bruce.
In the bath.
Oh, you're right. Back.
0330 33 33 100. And if you're outside the UK, add +44 and drop the zero. So it's +44 33 0 33 33 100.
How's the Pelican Rescue
Centre? That's not annoying, is it?
Huh?
How's the Pelican Rescue Centre?
The Pelican Rescue Centre is fine.
Get rescued any pelicans?
Thanks. We find the birds. Oh, dear. And we shoot them.
No, you don't. You rescue them.
We do.
No, we don't.
No.
We find the birds and we look after them.
And then we
shoot them.
No, we don't.
I feel like I should make a donation to the Australian Twins Pelican Rescue case for implying that they... Well, we're not implied.
No.
That they shoot the pelicans.
Of course they don't do that. They love the pelicans.
Oh. Yeah. Ooh.
Ran. He's got a gun.
There you go.
Grant's in Abu Dhabi, overlooking Yas Island.
Oh,
I've just looked at the screen and I've just gone... hi from Mauritius, lots of love. I don't even want to look at it. By the way, the Global Player app, which is the official Radio X app, which if you're watching me now on, probably you're using, but if you're watching the replay on YouTube. And for those of you who haven't done it yet, download Global Player. It's the global app that own our company, Radio X and all that. So you set your favourite stations. It's really, really good. And it works like pretty much everywhere in the world. So when you go on holiday, you can A, listen to the show live by the pool, listen to the show live while you're getting up in the morning if it's the same or pretty similar time difference. If it's a totally different time difference, you can subscribe to the show, which is free, and then it automatically downloads the show. So let's say you're 8 hours behind. When you wake up in the morning, if you've automatically got it on download, you could download it, or you can have it on your phone, and then you can just listen to that day's show while you're sat on the beach or sat by the pool, or even driving around. Because if you download it on your Wi-Fi in the hotel, and then you can listen to it whenever you like. You know what I mean? And it's brilliant.
It's brilliant.
I bang on about it all the time. I use it all the time, Global Player. I listened to a podcast on it the other day. I listened to a playlist on it the other day. What are your save stations, James?
Radio X.
Let me go into mine. This, if I switch it on, it'll be me around. Talking.
Radio X.
Radio X.
Yeah.
Brilliant. Oh.
That's me.
LBC.
That's what I've got. That's why I'm radio. In order. I'm Radio X, LBC.
Radio X Classic Rock.
Oh, no, I'm Capital Dance.
And then Capital.
Smooth Chill is on my list as well.
Oh, dear.
Oh, that's on mine.
Smooth Chill.
What's wrong with Classic FM?
My favourite stations are Radio X, LBC, Capital Dance, Heart 80s, or Heart 80s, as they call it. Radio X 90s.
Tates.
Heart Dance, Smooth Chill, and Gold Radio.
Oh, Gold. Big Gold.
Gold Radio.
Nice.
Where the jingle singers fall down the stairs.
Do you ever listen to Simon Rimmer?
Only if I have to.
Right. Yeah.
Morning, Simon. But
yeah, out of choice, I don't. Mainly because we're on the air at the same time.
Right. That's the problem, isn't it?
But not listen back.
Because life is all about balance. Mm. And here's someone who knows about balance. It's my friend, Paul McCartney. I'm not actually friends with him. It doesn't matter. Here's Paul McCartney.
Somebody just sent us a lovely view. I've lost it now. A lovely view from in Luxembourg. It looks incredible.
Oh, where's that? Can you put it on air?
I'll try and find it. We've had so many in since that one. I forgot to move it across. It looks stunningly pretty. Oh, here we go.
I'll tell you where it is. Oof. What?
I've just put it in.
What's your oof?
I thought someone had sent us a picture from prison then. I'm like, that can't be right. But I think it's someone's view of a new prison. Oh,
but now you've said that, people will send pictures from prison.
I won't say anything.
They're not allowed.
The guy in Luxembourg says, my view from my veranda, eating breakfast and listening to you guys all the way from Luxembourg.
Mm.
Now, I know where he is.
Do you?
Yeah.
Isn't that lovely?
I know where he is, yeah.
Is it always sunny in Luxembourg?
Yeah.
Wow.
No.
That looks very pretty.
Yeah, I know exactly just from the look of that picture where he is.
Oh.
Because obviously I know Luxembourg really, really well, like the back of my hand.
Yeah, of course.
He's in
Luxembourg area.
He's in Kirchberg.
Kirchberg.
Yeah. Whereabouts is that?
No, he's not. That's too far out. He's not proper right in the middle.
Mm.
So I used to live in Limpetsburg.
Limpetsburg.
Yeah, that's where I live.
Okay.
Which was like just slightly out of the actual city centre.
Right.
But I mean, I'm talking slightly. So you can walk into town in like 15, 20 minutes.
Well, you can walk to the top and bottom of Luxembourg in about like 10 minutes or something, can't you?
It's 999 square miles.
Oh, is it actually?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Thank you.
That's quite a bit.
So I lived in Limpetsburg and the studios were in Kirchberg.
Okay.
But when I was in Kirchberg, there was nothing else around there, very little or nothing. And now it's massively built up.
Like everywhere.
So, Billy, where are you? Where do you live? And also, why do you live out there? And how long have you lived out there? And do you drink in the... Oh, now, what would it be? Is it the White Rose?
Oh, is that a good one?
Mm. It's just an English bar that I discovered and drank in occasionally. And then there was another place that served Bitburger.
Oh, Bitburger's nice.
And Mike Hollis, the legendary broadcaster Mike Hollis, and I would drink in this place that I don't think it's there anymore.
Mm.
And he called it the Adams Family House.
Right.
Because it was one of the few places in Luxembourg that sold Bitburger on draft.
Mm.
But the staff were like dead inside. They're literally like, you didn't get a smile.
Ah, lovely. It's like a themed restaurant now.
Yeah. And it was one of those bars that just had no... You know when somebody sets up a bar and they don't know what they're doing?
Yeah.
It's like we went because they served a certain lager. They weren't welcoming. The place didn't look particularly... Really? It was like, it was just very clinical.
Mm.
Right.
Whereas the White Rose was like a...
Yeah, more character.
More
stuff.
Fun.
You need lots of bits, don't you? Bits hanging around, regalia. Yeah.
White Rose is still going, I believe. So there you are.
Someone sent a picture Mark has from a nudie beach.
Oh.
That's nice.
Which one, though? Hi here, Dom Knows Where.
Dom Knows Where?
Oh, is that Dom, that's you in the picture.
He's called himself Donk.
Well, if you're on a nudie beach.
Well, stick a donk on it. I don't recognise the beach per se, but it could be Capdagger's beach.
You need maybe a wider shot, don't you?
Need a wider angle on that one, Donk.
Never Steve said. Was listening in an airport. He's on his way home to Bangkok.
Oh.
Great, isn't it? We've got people all over the world listening, and I love that. And they'll all be listening on Global Player, and if you're listening on something else, then get Global Player on it so much. It's so much fun.
Exactly.
Yeah, I used to live in Limpetsburg, Dom.
Limpetsburg, that sounds nice.
There was a young Swedish couple, older than me, but young, I'd say in their kind of mid-20s.
Mm.
There was a Lotus Elan SE parked outside my apartment block.
Very nice.
And I saw this beautiful woman. I think they were Swedish or Scandinavian, certainly.
Was she blonde?
Yes.
Yeah.
This absolutely stunningly beautiful, like sent down from heaven. God had made her perfectly. And I'm like, oh my God. I was like 18. So I'm like, who is she?
Mm.
And then the next day, I saw a blonde-haired guy come out of the apartment block.
Right.
Stunningly handsome. Like, just absolutely perfect. The perfect specimen of man. And then 2 days later, I saw the pair of them together. And of course they are together. And then, literally a week later, I saw him and her getting out of the Lotus Elan SE. And I'm like, of course it's you!
Life sucks, doesn't it?
Oh, my crazy days living in Luxembourg. Mm. And there you go. So we've not really put the world to rights. We've had a little chat. Yeah, hope you've enjoyed it. We've got David Jason on the show today. Actual David Jason. I'll fill you in on the details of that after the news of Dom, which is next. Bye-bye, cameras. Bye-bye, cameras. Wave. And stop waving.
The Chris Moyle Show.
With the Škoda Elroq. Get up and go in the all-electric SUV.
Radio X.
Right now, exclusively at Morrisons, you can still get a range of free Pyrex containers with your new MoreCard stamps. Earn a stamp for every tenner you spend in store. Collect, then get your free Pyrex. We've got little ones perfect for leftover stir-fry, all the way up to big ones for batch-cooked spag bol. Whatever works for you, turn your big shop into Pyrex with MoreCard stamps.
Morrisons to shop at Morrisons.
More card app required. 18 plus. Excludes online and Morrisons daily. T's and C's apply. See online for details.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade goes.
There's a reason why the trade go to Selco Builders Warehouse. Right now, it's because we've got a real deal on Passload IM65 and 65A nail guns for only £345 ex-VAT. Now that's a real deal. See online for more real deals or visit your local Selco today.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade goes.
That charge to 20%.
At Halfords, we want you to say yes to packing more into summer days with a great value roof box or bike rack. Say yes to freewheeling fun with bikes and gear for all the family. Say yes to a perfectly polished car with our range of car cleaning products. And say yes to easy breezy trips with a free aircon check. Our experts are on hand with checks, advice and fitting. So pop into your local store or shop online and say yes to summer at Halfords. Subject to availability, see halfords.com for full T's and C's.
Car owners, you could be owed thousands in compensation. If you bought a car on finance from 2007 onwards, it may have been sold with hidden commissions. My claim group is working hard to help. So, even if you've forgotten your details, make sure you check. Text CLAIM to 86688. My claim group is authorised and regulated by the Financial Conduct Authority. Text CLAIM to 86688.
Claims made simple.
This is the sound of Steve saving on his energy bills. And this is the sound of all his neighbours in his street saving too. With British Gas, millions of homes could save more by switching to one of our fixed tariffs. And with Peak Save, you could save even more with half-price electricity every Sunday between 11 a.m. and 4 p.m. Search British Gas tariffs and see if you could save now. Eligibility and T's and C's apply.
Take my money.
Let the ceremony of succulence commence. The KFC Kentucky Original Wrap for $2.49. Visualize the wrap. Order the wrap. Eat the wrap. Get the deal. Believe in chicken.
KFC.
Until 5th of October. Subject to availability. Participating restaurants only. Not available on delivery. See website for full T's and C's.
Radio X. News update. Next.
At the Škoda approved used event, get everything you want twice. Free servicing, 2 years. Warranty, 2 years. Roadside assistance, 2 years. MOTs, you get one, then another one. Plus, we'll give you £750 towards your finance deposit with Solutions PCP at 11.4% APR representative. Everything you want, then everything you want again. Ends 19th of May. Search Skoda approved used. Indemnities may be required. At participating retailers, vehicles up to 8 years and 100,000 miles at activation. Skoda Finance.
On your radio, on Global Player, and on your smart speaker.
Play Radio X.
This is Radio X News.
Morning, everyone. Thursday, 8th of May. We just had so many amazing messages from people listening to the UK, listening to the show in the UK, who I did ask, what's your name, how old are you, and where you're listening. We got absolute, like, ludicrous amount of texts. And then we just asked for, send us a picture if you're listening outside the UK on WhatsApp of where you are. And we've just, all over the world people are listening. And some of the views are incredible. Mm. And I'll talk to you about that after the news with Dominic Byrne. It's exactly 7 o'clock.
From Global's newsroom, Donald Trump is reportedly due to announce a major US-UK trade deal. The American president didn't specifically name Britain, but he did post on social media to expect an announcement later. The Department for Business hasn't commented yet. In the weeks since Mr. Trump announced his sweeping tariffs, the Chancellor Rachel Reeves said work on a deal was in Britain's best interest.
A trade war is in nobody's interest. It is why we must remain pragmatic, cool-headed, and pursue the best deal with the United States that is in our national interest.
In other news, the Bank of England is widely expected to cut interest rates this afternoon. Experts predict the cost of borrowing will fall by 0.25% to 4.25%. Winston Churchill's great-great-grandson will light a candle of peace at a Thanksgiving service marking VE Day. Today sees 80 years since the end of the Second World War in Europe. White roses will be handed to veterans at Westminster Abbey. The King and Queen, as well as the Prince and Princess of Wales, will also be there. And part of a spacecraft launched in the 70s on a mission to Venus is expected to crash back down to Earth this week. Cosmos 842 split up into four pieces. One of them could re-enter our atmosphere.
Sport.
Arsenal's bid to win the Champions League for the first time is over. They suffered a 2-1 second leg defeat to PSG. Wow. The French club progressed to the final 3-1 on aggregate.
You know what PSG stands for?
What?
Idiots.
Yeah. Boss Mikel Arteta was disappointed they failed to make the most of a massive opportunity.
The team that I've seen today against not the best team in Europe, it gives me so much pride. But at the same time, I'm so upset, so annoyed that we didn't manage to do it. The fact is that we are out, and if we want to improve and we want to win it, what is still on us to reach that and unlock that door to get to a final and then actually win it?
As a Liverpool fan, are you happy that Arsenal...
I mean... All I'll say is PSG are a very good team, and they
are you happy?
They knocked Liverpool out. I'm not happy or unhappy.
See, I'm disappointed.
Mm.
I want all the teams in the Premier League to have more matches to play.
Right, so they're
so
more
that
tight.
They're absolutely shattered by the start of next season, because you know that's how it works in football.
PSG are very good. So PSG,
name me one decent player they've got.
They've got about 100. Their keeper is ridiculous.
Name one good player that plays for PSG. Can't do it, can you?
Dembele's very, very good.
Who's he?
Yeah, exactly.
Who's he?
He's no Mark Viduka, is he?
Why did he call him Mark Viduka?
That's his middle name.
Okay.
That's his middle name. PSG will face Inter Milan in the final later this month. And head coach Andy Farrell will name his British and Irish Lions squad for the Rugby Union Test Series against Australia this afternoon. England's Maro Itoje is widely expected to be appointed captain. Owen Farrell could receive a surprise call-up from his dad.
Oh.
Weather.
With eBay. Find the right part at the right price to get your vehicle MOT ready.
It should be mostly dry and sunny across the UK today. The odd shower is possible in the southeast later, but temperatures up to around 19 degrees. From Global's newsroom for Radio X, I'm Dominic Byrne.
Thanks, Dominic Byrne.
Thank you.
This is Radio X.
From Global.
Ran, he's got a gun.
Thank you, ladies.
The Chris Miles Show. Radio X.
So, I said if you're listening outside the UK, send us a picture of your view. And what I've got as a lovely comparison is... people sent us photos, even though they're in the UK as well.
Yes.
Here's my picture of the Jeffing M25, says Jay from Norwich, and he's stuck in traffic on the M25.
Oh, rubbish.
And then let me go to Niall, who's listening in Melbourne, Australia, and he sent a photograph of his view over the water. Pretty much blue skies. Looks lovely. and they'll be hurtling towards the end of their day, though, won't they, in Melbourne?
Yeah, they will. You're right.
Dave Howard has been on.
Oh, yeah.
And he sent a picture. It's a shame I can't get these on the screen.
Yeah.
And he works in, now, James, Germany, I think.
Yes.
On planes.
Oh. Ah.
So he's in a massive aircraft hangar.
Right.
I don't think he's in the hangar all the time.
Okay.
But he's just sent us a photo. Have you seen it? It's the top of the on-air pile.
Let's have a look.
Oh, David, wow.
I don't know.
Oh, it's a jet.
Is that a PJ?
Private jet.
Is it a PJ, Dave? You're working on a PJ, Dave. Is it a PJ, Dave?
How cool's that?
Danger, no fluid in this area.
Pippa, we're currently looking at a photo of a plane. Oh. Yeah. Stop talking about yourself for a sec.
Sorry.
Lord.
Where does it say no fluid in the area?
Not on the beach one.
Oh, right.
The third one.
Oh, yeah,
it's a picture of a plane, Dom.
It's beautiful.
I mean, no fuel in this area. Could be any beach in Britain.
It could be.
To be fair.
That's true.
So, yeah, Dave, I think I've asked you before, but let us know what you do. Just drop us a text. Look out for his text.
Mm.
Paul has sent us a picture of his home, it looks like, with a really wicked little summer house.
Oh, really?
Glamorous shed at the back garden.
Oh, that looks stunning.
Yeah, nice.
That's
good. All right for yourself, Paul.
Yeah.
We had a message from Billy, who lives in Luxembourg.
Yeah, Billy Sturgeon.
He said, we moved here last year and I work in Kirchberg. And that's where I worked, where I went to live in Luxembourg. They live just outside of the city. Well, have a lovely time. I hope it all works out for you. Get down the White Rose. I'm pretty sure it's still going.
Yeah.
Morning, Chris and the team. We just got home from school in Melbourne. They're from Zan and Sam. And they sent us a picture.
I've got a Zan and a Sam as well.
Yeah, you do.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Nuts to Luxembourg and Abu Dhabi. I'm in Wakefield. Love you guys, says Liam. And he sent us a lovely picture of Wakefield. He's at a junction in Wakefield. He just obviously took a picture and carried on driving. Dave is in Perth, Australia. That is Oh, Dave, you've got a pool!
Ooh.
And you live by the water!
Wow.
Double.
Stop it!
Yeah. Oh, he's won life, hasn't he?
You've got to find that picture from Dave in Perth, Australia. He's obviously taking it from upstairs, out the back window. He's got a pool, but they live on the water.
Wow.
That's just greedy.
Yeah. That's lovely.
Hi, Chris. Please, can you shout out? I don't do shout outs, it's not kiss. Katrina and Tom, we just got engaged and they just sent us a lovely picture of them on the beach somewhere.
Oh, there.
And Rab is listening in Gibraltar.
I've never been to Gibraltar. It's meant to be lovely.
And he sent us a photo of him listening in Gibraltar.
Mm.
Although, if you look really carefully at the bottom left hand corner of this photo, it's got his name and the date. 25th of March, 2025.
Oh.
You liar.
Yeah, that's not today, Rab.
Big liar.
You're sending your holiday photo.
Yeah, yeah. Big liar.
We've got your number.
I've just moved from the UK to Ireland. Look at the green hills, says Rob. I love the fact that people are listening all over the world. It's brilliant. So we've got to look out for Dave's message to see what he does on planes. From Dave Howard. Oh, here we go. I'm a structural technician on private jets, responsible for all things structural. Do you think Dave knows I can't say the word structural?
Structural, yeah.
So you say it?
Structural. It's a horrible word to say.
Structural. Am I saying it?
I'm a structural engineer.
Structural.
Structural.
And he works on private jets.
Cool.
Of course you do, Dave.
Yeah.
And you're based in Germany, right?
I'm pretty sure you are.
So there you are.
Yeah.
He works on private jets.
That's not bad, is it?
Does he get to go on them, though?
Yeah.
Does he fix them for other people?
Go and do a lap.
He should say, I need to go around the world in this one.
Have a razz around.
Just to check it's structurally okay.
Yeah.
I've been on a private jet before.
You've been on a PJ?
Yeah.
I've never been on a PJ.
Have you been on, like, someone famous's one? Did you ever say that on air?
Lewis Hamilton's?
Yeah.
The red one, wasn't it?
Red.
It's great. I think I've been on 1, 2, 3, maybe 4, and I didn't pay for any of them.
Great. Ooh. That's the best way to travel.
That's the only way to fly in a private jet is if somebody else is paying for it.
Yeah.
We got on the private jet Oh, this is such a weird story. But to come, I just heard myself, by the way, say I got on a private jet. Yeah, I heard it. And there was a problem with where we were flying to, and we weren't sure if we could land because there was fog.
Right.
So they said, look, we're just going to sit here for a little bit, if that's all right, and just hope that it dies down, because if it doesn't, we have to fly to there instead, which is no good for you. So we'll just give it half an hour or so. And the few people on the plane were like, oh, what? Half an hour?
I am sat
on a runway of not a glamorous airport in a private jet, right? And I just laid back and I went, I mean, I'm fine with that.
Yeah, more champagne.
I am fine just sitting here.
Yeah.
That will do me. And there was like a bowl of sweets and stuff. And then they said, would you like a drink? And I'm like, I could just sit here for an hour and then get off the plane and then just get a train. I'd be happy with
absolutely.
That.
Absolutely. That'd be
this
lovely.
Is like the nicest bar I've ever drunk in.
Comfy leather seats.
I'd sit there all day.
Yeah.
But yeah, I went on Lewis Hamilton's plane.
Oh, cool.
He doesn't have it anymore, I don't think.
Does he not?
He was black.
Oh, really? I thought it was a red one.
Yeah, it was a black plane. Oh, no, you're right. You're right. I'd tell a lie. It was red.
Oh,
inside.
Yeah.
Inside.
Yeah, inside.
Oh, was
black.
It?
But they had, like, red stitching. And then it was, like, ludicrous. Oh, it was beautiful.
Wow.
And I was talking to the pilot before, the captain, before we got on, and he goes, I love this plane. I love this plane. I love flying this plane. I love everything about it.
Do loop the loops and everything.
We went to Paris on it.
Mm.
And then, again, somebody else is paying. I ain't paying. So I've done all right for myself. I've got a downstairs loo, but I haven't got a private jet.
No.
And but then we're talking because there was a hostess. I don't know what you call her on the plane.
Cabin crew.
Cabin crew of one.
Yeah.
And it was one of the smoothest flights I've ever taken. The flying conditions were perfect. We were flying basically to Paris. I mean, it literally took like 32 minutes or something like crazy. Yeah. One of those flights where I don't love flying, but it wasn't long enough. You know, one of those?
Yeah.
And she said, this plane is amazing, blah, blah, blah. And we're like, how far would this go? She goes, oh, you can fly to New York on this plane.
Whoa.
And we're
really?
Like, on a private jet, you can fly from London to New York? And she goes, yeah. I went, oh, no, thanks. And she went, why? I went, because I don't like flying. She goes, why? I don't like turbulence. She goes, when you're in a private jet, you can go around it.
Oh, yeah, and you go up.
So you can go up.
Higher, can you?
Or you can go down.
Don't they go like to 50,000 feet, if I made that up?
I don't know. I think they go to 200,000
feet. 200,000 feet,
yeah.
You could avoid the thermals.
Yeah. Dave's probably listening to this, actually working on a private jet, going, oh, God. They have no idea
what they're talking about. You morons, what are you
talking about? Yeah, we can do loop-de-loops and everything, blah, blah, blah.
Imagine that.
It costs a lot of money, private jets, don't they?
Oh, what?
Ridiculous.
Anything from $2 to $110 million.
Whoa.
I'll have the one that's two, please. Two.
Yeah.
I'll have that one.
God.
Blimey.
Yeah, I spoke to a friend of mine who's very wealthy and does not have a private jet. And I'm like, why do you not have one? And he goes, because they cost so much money.
Yeah.
And he goes, unless you are doing a ludicrous amount of flying.
Mm.
Yeah.
It's not worth it.
Yeah. It's like...
But here's the thing. Private jets are so expensive. Really, 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 really rich people who own private jets rent them out when they're not using them.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
You know?
Right. It's like super yachts. Do you remember one of the old dragons came in? Was it Theo? Theo Paphitus came in to us years and years and years ago and told us how much it cost to run a super yacht for a day. And it was something like £100,000 a day.
Do you remember Alan Sugar being on the show? And he said he was getting a microwave oven put in his private jet.
Yes.
And he said, when you've got a private jet, everything else that goes in the private jet is astronomically expensive. Mm. So you can go down, you can buy a microwave oven now for, I don't know, 30 quid?
Yeah, go down.
Really nice microwave oven. He goes, oh, no. Not in the private jet world.
Was it 50 grand or something like that? It was something crazy.
It's like anything. You have a nice car.
Yeah.
And you knock the side mirror off.
Mm.
Oh, that's going to be more money.
It is incredible.
But that's what they say, Dom. If it flies, floats, or
and that's
it's
it.
Going
that's
to cost you a lot of money. That's what they say. Hi, Chris Moyles here. Really relating to my listeners. Just talking about private jets and super yachts.
Yeah.
if it's any consolation, for tea last night, I had a pot noodle.
Radio X.
Yum.
Coming up.
Yum.
More messing around under the professional guise of a giant radio show.
That's right, that's us.
Blossoms are making some serious tunes right now, which is why they're the Radio X Record of the Week. Oh. And we'll play it again today.
Yes, we will.
Plus, play it cool, Trig, from one of the most popular TV shows in Britain. We've got actor David Jason on the show after 8. Let's get into the show, shall we? Lovely Jubbly.
The Chris Miles Show. Radio X.
It is 7:15 and it is Thursday morning already. We've done Tuesday and Wednesday. Today's Thursday because earlier on in the week it was Bank Holiday Monday. I know I'm pointing at the glaring obvious, so I'll continue by saying it's Sam Fender.
Blue Monday, blaring loudly out the speakers, fluorescent liquid in her speaker. Out of the night, they go too far. She said, I don't usually do this kind of thing. Change the way you think of me. Thinking isn't as forte. And she said, if you dance with me, darling, if you take me home, we'll be talking the morning.
Fender, I'm tipping him for big things in 2023.
Oh, really?
And that's his song, his brand new single, his debut song.
One to look out for.
That's right, yeah. He's a lovely guy from Scotland.
That's right.
Anyway.
Ran, he's got a gun.
Will do. It's 7:18. Guess who's on the show today?
Oh. Stick a bone in your pocket. I'll fetch the suitcase from the van. Cause if you want a best and said you don't ask questions, then brother, I'm your man.
That's right.
Cause where it all comes from is a mystery.
What a tune.
I know. And this did the world's worst recording of it as well that we play for some reason.
But he's the one that's driving me berserk. Why do only fools and horses work?
And what's the interesting thing about the theme tune to Only Fools and Horses, Pippa?
It's different to the end.
They've got two theme tunes. That one at the beginning and this one at the end. And that one goes like this.
We've got some off-price crack ties, some miles and miles of carpet tiles, TVs, deep freeze, and David Bowie LPs. All games, gold chains, what's names, and Edda Bush, and Trevor Francis tracksuits from a mush and Shepherd's Bush.
Do you think Trevor Francis tracksuits will be worth much these
probably
days?
Probably. He was the first million-pound player, I think, Trevor Francis.
David Jason is on our show today. We saw him yesterday. We recorded it yesterday because we work on David Jason time. Last time he was on the show, That day with Jason Time was all over the place, not 2 hours late.
That's it. It was the following day, wasn't it?
And then yesterday he came in to see us and we had a lovely chat. Now, the one thing about David Jason is he's got loads of really good stories.
Yeah.
And he's done lots of great TV work and he's an actor. He's a jobbing actor. And certainly back in the day with actors, they just want to work.
Yeah.
It just so happens that a lot of the work he did became very famous. And I'm always aware that arguably his most famous character is Del Boy. But he's still been massively successful with lots of other stuff, ranging from Danger Mouse to Frost to Darling Bits of Maid, you know, Porridge, Open All Hours. So you don't just want to talk about Del Boy with him, but you do.
Yes.
Just want to talk about Del Boy. And you want him to do the voice. All I'll tell you is you will enjoy the chat with David Jason.
Very, very much.
He's lovely. And at some point towards the end of the interview, he physically becomes David Jason. Del Boy.
It was quite a thing to watch.
And you kind of have to watch it. We'll play the video when we put the interview out. His body turns into Derek Trotter.
Yeah.
It's really weird. We're talking about getting into character. And, you know, do you need to, you know, get into character or do you just click your fingers? And it's like basically when you put the clothes on. And he mimics putting on clothes.
Yeah.
And his shoulders go and his body becomes Del Boy. Yeah. It's weird.
It's
and
really
And then we talk to him about it and Del Boy does make an appearance. Yes. That's all I'll tell you. After 8:30 this morning, do not miss David Jason on this show.
The Chris Miles Show.
Chris Moyle Show.
With Škoda. It's time to explore electric.
Radio X.
This is Radio X.
100 years ago, the nation's greatest invention made its debut. But can you guess what it was? Was it the... or the... Nah. It was this. The McVitie's Chocolate Digestive. Mm-mm. 100 years of the nation's greatest invention. Buy a pack for the chance to win £100 every 100 minutes. There's only one. McVitie's True Originals.
Take my money.
Let the ceremony of succulence commence. The KFC Kentucky Original Wrap for £2.49. Visualize the wrap. Order the wrap. Eat the wrap. Get the deal. Believe in chicken.
KFC.
Until 5th of October, subject to availability, participating restaurants only, not available on delivery, see website for full T's and C's.
Hello, UK. At Benenden Health, we offer access to affordable private healthcare.
We like affordable.
You'll love this then, Roz. You see, we're all about our members, not profit.
What's the...
price, Angelo? It's less than £16 per person per month.
Can anyone join?
Yes, Sam. 870,000 people and thousands of businesses are already with us. So, what are you waiting for? Search Benenden Health for affordable private healthcare. Wait periods apply, including for surgical treatment. Not all treatments covered. Other limits and exclusions apply. Visit benenden.co.uk. Fee review periodically. UK only.
And off we go. When you're a small business owner like me, every day is an adventure. It can get pretty wild out there, but I'm used to fierce competition. So I feel in my natural habitat out here on safari.
With an American Express business card, spend securely and earn points on business transactions to put towards a dream holiday.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
The card is for business. The points are for pleasure. Search Amex Business Card. Terms and annual fees apply. 18 plus, subject to status.
Renault. Looking to electrify your business? There couldn't be a better time with Renault Vans. Our award-winning e-tech electric van range will help you make the switch. Choose from Renault Kangoo, Traffic, or new Master e-tech electric and enjoy Renault's cutting-edge e-tech technology today. Now available with 0% APR. Search Renault e-tech electric vans. Mobilize financial services, business users only, hire and lease purchase. Offer ends 30th of June 2025. T's and C's apply.
At Halfords, we want you to say yes to packing more into summer days with a great value roof box or bike rack. Say yes to freewheeling fun with bikes and gear for all the family. Say yes to a perfectly polished car with our range of car cleaning products. And say yes to easy breezy trips with a free aircon check. Our experts are on hand with checks, advice and fitting. So pop into your local store or shop online and say yes to summer at Halfords. Subject to availability, see halfords.com for full T's and C's.
Clock Off with Johnny Vaughan.
This afternoon from 4.
Morning, Morrissey. On today's 4 till 7 thing, we open the 4 till 7 thing mini market. Feel free to come in and browse our brandalikes. And we sweep the leg of truth in the dojo of deceit. Yes, indeed, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for more bullshido. The 4 till 7 thing from 4 till 7. Let's a thing.
Get the latest travel info
at radiox.co.uk.
Yes, that price includes full technical support.
Oh dear, the buy now button on each page isn't clickable.
Layla's web development agency will soon have more clients than they can handle. To avoid a code red, she needs new programmers.
Okay, I've just tweaked the code, so everything should be fine now.
Indeed can help her find great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Because Indeed's hiring platform makes finding great talent easy. To start hiring, visit indeed.com/try today.
Radio X.
The Chris Miles Show.
Thanks, commercial friends, for those adverts. Let's hear from Chris now.
Radio X.
Go on, do it.
Go on, do it. Mosaic.
Yeah, that is good.
Do they get when they record that? You know, the Johnny Vaughan promo we just played. Do you think they go, 2, 3, 4.
Morning, Mosaic.
Oh, it sounds exactly the same.
Yeah. Not many people have called me Milesy in my life.
No.
Like,
no.
Listeners call me Milesy.
Oi, Milesy! You get that a lot, don't you?
Davina always called me Milesy.
Yes.
Yeah.
Johnny calls me Milesy.
Yeah.
Mosey. It used to be Mosey, which sounds like Mosey.
Mosey.
It would be Mosey. Kiss a fag.
Yeah.
Kiss a fag.
Mosey.
And he'd always take a cigarette from me. And he doesn't smoke.
Doesn't smoke.
But over the 9.5 years we've worked together at Radio X, he's now got 2 full packets of cigarettes that he's bagged from me.
He's making a little side hustle.
He's done really, really well. Yeah. Anyway, Johnny Vaughan and the 4 till 7 Thang Gang, because that's what they call themselves, are back today at 4 o'clock. In fact, we'll talk about Johnny later. Have we got audio from Johnny's show to play?
We have, yeah.
All right, we'll do that later. In the meantime, Dominic Byrne has got letters.
Oh, yeah.
And he's going to read them out after Hard Five, Living for the Weekend, here at Radio X. Sing!
Oh, I've been working a week, I'm tired. Yeah, I've been working a week and I'm just living for the weekend. Rising, pushing.